Hi, you're through to the voicemail of Kirk Coverley. Please leave a message.
Kirk, it's your brain. Listen, I know things haven't been good between us for a while. Well, since we split up in June. I mean, we hardly seem to talk anymore. I just wanted to say it wasn't you, it was me. I just needed a bit of me space. I hope you understand. I mean, I'm still thinking of you. I mean, I'm a brain. I mean, what else can I do? Anyway, I know you've probably got a lot on. Just wanted to ring up and say good luck with the podcast. Call me. You know, we'll go for a drink sometime, okay? All right, take care.
Radio Clash is loading. Please wait.
Hello, this is show 55 of Radio Clash. It's the first year anniversary show, and it's the List show.
Hello, listeners. That's right, it's the Sony Award-winning Radio Clash. Not so much zoo radio, more inner city farm for underprivileged kids.
Ah, that distorted like crazy. Hello and welcome to show 55 of Radio Clash. And I'm your host, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, Tim. Yes, we have, unfortunately.
Okay.
And this is Kirk.
Hello.
Hi.
The non-self-introducing himself, Kirk. Yes. You wait. You're just like a good lady. You wait to be introduced. I know. I know it's manners. Yeah. Happy birthday to us. We are 1 year old.
Congratulations! I can't believe you made it this far.
You are one. What do you mean? I can't believe you didn't get busted before now.
I know.
Busted for crimes against comedy. We have a list show. So we've got loads of lists from listeners. Yes, and we have lists from us.
Yeah.
And we have quite a few list relating songs. So it's a listy experience.
You know, you can get these cards, and they usually have like Iron One badge on it, which you shouldn't really have because you know sharp objects are like toddlers.
Yes,
like that.
I am dead.
I should have got you a card with a cease and desist.
You are one, cease and desist.
Yeah. You are one, congratulations. And we're going to sue your asses off.
Oh, it could happen. I'm glad I made one, though, because I did assume I'd probably get raided before now.
Yeah.
Raided.
Right, okay, and why are we doing a list
men
show?
Men in uniform.
Why?
What?
Why are we doing a list
show? Why are we doing this show?
I tell you why, it's pure laziness.
Yeah.
Do you know what I blame? PowerPoint.
I know.
The kids of today, they can't even bob to formulate proper sentences. It's all bullet points and convenient.
Well, because you came up with a list show ages ago. It has literally been almost a year in the making, hasn't it?
For what it was, there was just always these ideas for items and we never actually did anything. And then it got to this point where it's like, we got loads of these which could just be turned into lists and we don't have to do much work, really. Well, actually, we actually did end up doing quite a lot of research.
Yeah, it actually was a lot of work.
Not that you'll actually kind of notice. But yeah, we just kind of noticed that, hang on, there's loads of these kind of things we can just get away with just doing lists. Why don't we just put them into one show? It's been going on since, I don't know, beginning of the year.
So if anyone thinks that we're... Because there was a very good podcast called Top of the Pods, and I know Rob is a listener, and so we're not stealing a style. Not stealing a style.
You're stealing a style?
At all, because we hadn't listened to him by... Was it May this year or April this year we first came to come inside? At this point, there's no one show. So, but anyway, go and listen to him. Anyway, if you like two ranty people talking about lists, he's probably better than us.
he's your man.
Hey Tim, hey Kirk, it's Rob here from Top of the Pods, wishing Radio Clash a happy birthday.
So I think it's time for a song, and hopefully, if it's all queued up, which it probably is.
Let's have this record on your machine now.
And I think it's something we played in the previous show. We didn't play it fully, and it's now part of a project called American Edit. You can find the link in the show notes, but it's basically the whole of Green Day's album done by Team 9 and Party Van under the euphemism Dean Grey. Get it? Green Day, Dean Grey. I know.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
all inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy of the Daleks at this point.
Well, either you're with us, or you're the enemy.
We obey no one. We are the superior beings.
That was Doctor Who's On Holiday, originally by Team 9, but it's Gary Glitter And the Doctor Who and the Time Lords, which is based on Gary Litter, and and Green Day. And that reminds me of a joke. Yeah. Kirk.
Yeah.
Why aren't they having Christmas lights in Vietnam this year?
I don't know.
Because they're hanging glitter.
Yay!
Yeah.
That's my favourite joke at the moment.
Someone said the other day, I heard someone say, "You've got glitter in your hair," and I thought that
could go so wrong.
You've got glitter under your nose. That's what the 5-year-old said.
I thought you'd appreciate that joke. Oh, there goes the
5-year-old. Hey,
5-year-old, 5-year-old. Hey,
5. Pull the skin back. Pull the skin back. Hello, hello.
And there
pull
goes the audience. let's wave at them as they go by. Bye, bye. Not that I care.
You're finished in radio.
I'm finished in radio. Didn't we do well?
Boom, boom.
You are listening to Radio Crash.
What does this button do here?
Hey Tim, this is John from the Radio Zoom podcast, and I just want to send you a quick audio comment just to say congratulations on doing this for a year. I kind of just skipped over my 1-year anniversary. I guess I was kind of busy because, as you know, I now live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, podcasting no longer from Iowa, but in a whole nother country. And I just want to send you just a little comment, you know, saying congrats because you are one of my more faithful podcaster listener type people. So congratulations, dude, and keep tuning in, and I will keep tuning in to you. I've always loved the podcast, of course, of the mashups and stuff like that. And the only request I think that I could have for you for your 1-year anniversary show would be to play some of the Kleptones, man. That's what originally sparked you to comment on my podcast and get things kind of going there. So yeah, play some Kleptones. There you go. In the meantime, we'll check you later, and adios.
Words and papers, words and books, words on TV, words for clicks, words for comfort, words for peace, words to make the fighting cease, words to tell you what to do, words are working hard for you. Eat your words, but don't go hungry. Words have always nearly hung me.
Felt like I'd gone for 2 days, and I woke up and I looked at the clock, and it'd only been 2 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. Oi, right, friend of band names.
Okay. Attila Stockbroker.
Pot Will Eat Itself.
Mindless Drug Hoover.
LCD Sound System.
Hooverphonic.
Half Man, Half Biscuit.
Stiff Little Kittens, which was the first name for Joy Division.
Kitchens of Distinction.
Kilburn and the High Roads, which was the first name for Ian during the Blockhead.
Eat the Sofa.
Oh, Guildford Band. Not much missed. Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry.
Sex and Drugs and Sausage Rolls.
I can't believe that one.
No, it was in Godalming College. So.
Crispy Ambulance.
Bum Gravy.
Porno for Pyros.
The Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. Pookie Snackenburger.
Peter and the Test Tube Babies.
Sheep on Drugs.
The Frightening Fetus Eaters.
Two Men, a Drum Machine, and they have a trumpet as well.
Zip Zip Undo Me.
And we've got a fuzzbox and we're going to use it.
Miranda Sex Garden.
I'd forgotten about that one.
Can I just say... Miranda Sex Garden.
And also, I wanted to say, because when I was actually looking for these, yeah. I actually thought of loads of worst ones, or some worst ones, and the most ungoogleable names, because some bands have names, literally, you cannot find them on, you know, if you wanted to go on Soulseek or Google them or whatever, they're impossible. You've got Chick Chick Chick, which is exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. They're a New York band. You've got The. It's just, I mean, when they were thinking about it, they weren't thinking about ever Google ever happening in the future, did they? The Band. And you've got, and the worst names, I think, for A Funeral for a Friend, Death from Above 1979, Arcade Fire, and of course the one which is now really popular at the moment, Arctic Monkeys.
That is a shit name, isn't it?
That is such a shit name. And it's not. Do you like that song?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand what the big fuss was.
Do you know what they are? Do you know who they are? They are the new Wonder Stuff. That's the problem. They are the new Wonder Stuff. And also, I wanted to mention, honorary mention goes to Richard Easter for Irreparable Housewife, which was, he used to come up with loads of fake names in his NME column.
Yeah.
And you know about Richard Easter, don't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course I do. He was one of Steve Wright's posse, wasn't he?
Yeah, Steve Wright.
Those were the days. He was a good comedy writer.
Steve Wright in the Afternoon. If anyone knows what ever happened to him, although we can.
But Steve Wright?
No, Steve Wright is on Radio 2. He's embarrassing. No, it's Richard Easter, though we can't be bothered to look at it in Google. So if anyone can bother looking to Google for us.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you've only got the keyboard like inches from where you're sitting and you just can't be asked.
I can't reach. I've fallen, Vic. I've fallen.
I had a bonus name. I had a bonus best band name. It's not really a band name. BBC Radiophonic Workshop.
What, is that a band name?
No, it's not a band name.
It is a brilliant name, though. It is inspired, yes.
It says what it is. It's kind of like
it says
very science fiction-y kind of
game. I know.
It's great name. But I was going to say, do you remember in times past when we used to do music and we actually came up with some really good band names?
Oh, no.
In the time. But the thing that really, really pissed me off, we came up with this name for our band at the time and it was Psychedelia Smith. And we never actually got round to doing anything with it. And a band appeared out of nowhere about, 10 years back with that name.
Yeah, it was one of the skint lot, you know, Midfield General or something like that. It was one of the, you know, Big Beat people. Yeah.
I just feel violated. And, you know, it's a stroke of genius. But you know it was taken from us.
Do you know what the other name for our band was? Our band was called the J. Edgar Hoover Experience. And this is before we were out or anything like that. That was really bizarre. And we also had Psychoacoustic, of course, we played on the previous show.
Psychoacoustic, which I'm still,
fucking good name.
Which I'm proud of. So, and I think there was, I think once we had Total Bosnia, which I thought was a great name.
I don't remember that one.
maybe I just had the conversation
career.
In my head.
That was your solo career, obviously.
But do you remember there was this thing to discipline ourselves to actually get stuff written? What we said was we were going to come up with a song a month, and if at the end of the year we hadn't done that, we had to change our name. Do you remember what it was? We had to change our name, the band name, to The Gossip Principle.
Oh, that's a horrible name.
Well, that's the whole point. Sit down and actually think of the tackiest band name.
So we are The Gossip Principle.
And you couldn't better that. You couldn't.
But we didn't do
anything. The Gossip Principle now.
So we've got a listener list, he said, trying to find it. This is a listener list from Sam in Canada. And this is top five Canadians that should be mashed up. I don't think she means literally. I'm not sure. I think she means as in they should be bootlegged. Number one is Corey Hart with Sunglasses at Night, which actually I think was done when, you know, when that re-recorded version, that new version, but I don't know if the original has been, but I think it has. Two, Men Without Hats, Safety Dance. Certainly that should be. Three, The Guess Who.
What?
Who? We don't know. Four, Ichabod Beach, Martha and the Muffins.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm supposed to be reacting to this. Is that why you keep turning? Oh, okay.
Sorry. It's MIDI Kirk. I just keep pressing the button.
Press.
But that's a class song. We played that in one of Tim and Kirk shows. Number five, Black Cars by Gino Vanelli, who is obviously an ice cream. but we don't. And so actually, from that list, I haven't mashed it up, but I'm playing a great cover by the Royal, I think it's the Royal Jams, Bees, or whatever it is. And it's a sort of a lounge kind of cha-cha cover of Safety Dance. There we are.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, then they're no friends of mine. We can go where we want to, a place that they will never find. We can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. Oh, we can dance. We can dance. Well, we can dance. Everybody's out of control. We can dance.
They are all doing it for fun. Safety dance. Safety dance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, then they're no friends of mine. We can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance.
I see you're into surrealism, Kirk.
Yes, Fish. Can I just say one thing? Sting.
Well, in response, I say, David Essex.
Oh. No, sorry.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. No. I'm just saying. Yeah, I think overall, I'm not actually embarrassed to say I like David Essex.
I know, but there's something very funny about him. Was that curly hair?
No,
curly
I know.
Hair.
It was
gypsy.
Yeah, it was. You wouldn't trust him. You knew you had to kind of smelly caravan somewhere.
I know.
On the outskirts of town.
I know.
Dealing in stolen car radios.
Misheard lyrics.
So my first one is Bjork. Oops. Which is on the lyric, it apparently says jars of fun, exciting stories. Actually,
isn't it supposed to be I'll cook my best
dish for you? Yeah, and actually I thought it said, which sounds better, just affirm I'll cut my past just for you. And also it sounds like she also says later on the song crack the rain secret, but it really sounds like she's saying crap the rain secret. Well, who knows with Bjork, we just don't know.
I want to ride my bisexual. I want to ride my bike.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride.
That's by Queen.
Yeah.
Then we have Strokes with Last Night. And that definitely sounds like last night. Sheep's Head, as if they're going down to the Sheep's Head bar.
The local pub where the Strokes
play. Yeah, or yeah. Maybe they're playing with sheep's heads. That's a bit satanic, isn't it?
Yeah. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Load up on puns and kill your friends.
Oh, yes. Load up on puns. As if you're like a killer comic. My one is...
I'll cut you down my witty remarks.
My one is Eurythmics with Here Comes the Rain Again. The real lyrics apparently are, "Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a new emotion." But it actually sounds like, "Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a mule in motion." It's like there's a sort of a falling ass kind of type thing going on.
Falling on my head like a new emotion.
Boys of Summer, Don Henley. "I can see your breasts keep shining in the sun. You got the top pulled down and Radio 1.
It does sound like a Radio 1, baby. It does. I'm sure Radio 1 used to play that constantly because it sounded like Radio 1. There is actually a golden rule of pop singles. You want to get played on the radio, you mention the radio. And of course, Air did that with their song. And most block people have done that in the songs. So next one is, for me, is Density's Child, Independent Woman. Of course, it sounds like they're actually saying, was it Shoes on My Feet, I've Got It. But it sounds like Alf Garnett.
Or I Farted.
I Farted. And of course, I Believe in Me. But it always it really does sound like I Believe in Meat. And of course, there was a famous cartoon, the famous online cartoon, which actually had bits of them, had the Alf Garnett and Meat in it. And it's true, it's so true.
Admittedly, this isn't one of mine. I got this from a website, but it is a classic. Annie's Song by John Denver. "You fill out my census like a night from the florist."
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest.
And I have one which is Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal, which is also an Annie-related one, which is it's supposed to say, "Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?" But it always sounds like, "Annie, are you walking? Are you walking? Are you walking, Annie?" As if she's kind of paraplegic.
It's a miracle. She walks.
She walks.
Density, Blasphemy's Child, Survivor. "I'm no bus driver." "I'm no bus driver."
That's a very good Beyonce impression there.
"My name's Anthony. I'm from the Johnson."
Is that Beyonce doing an impression of Anthony Johnson?
Yeah.
So my next one is Madonna and "Papa Don't Preach." This is admittedly from a certain website. I think it's kissthisguy.com or something.
Yeah.
But I did actually, I remembered it as being one of the ones I used to sing along in youth. And it does sound like Papa Don't Preach. It really does. Papa Dumb Priest. I'm in trouble deep, because I'm in deep fat, probably.
Madonna, "Ray of Light." "Anna Friel, like I just got stoned."
Anna Friel. It's actually saying, "Here we now, entertain us," but it does sound like either entertainers or here we are now, we're contagious. Contagious. It sounds like so many things, and as I was saying earlier. It's amazing that Tori Amos did a cover version, because someone sort of said that it's a good thing about a cover version is you could actually hear the words and work out what they actually were supposed to be. You can't, with the whole of Spoon's like Teen Spirit, you can't work out what the hell he's screaming.
And once you found out what they were you disappointed?
Yeah, actually, strangely.
Alright, Imperial Drag, "Boy or a Girl."
Great song.
I think it's supposed to be "Come Sit with a Complete Stranger." To me, it sounds like "Cunted with a Complete Stranger." and that, you know, that just sounds like a typical Friday night out for
what
me.
What was the song which we had which we thought sounded like "Concrete Strainer"?
Oh, that was New Order,
yeah.
Concrete Strainer. Yeah, New Order, wasn't
New
it?
New Order, yeah. So I've got a New Order one later in the show, but I didn't think of that one. Yeah, it sounds. It was a New Order song. It sounds like Concrete Strain, and that's a complete strange one as well. Now I've got one which is a contentious one, which I can never work out. I can never remember which is a proper lyric. And I remember having a row with Kirk about this. It's Blur, Girls and Boys, and it's supposed to say. I think it's supposed to say like factory thinkers, and I thought it was like battery thinkers, or is it the way around? I can never remember.
I think it's the other way around.
The battery thinkers makes me think of Duracell Bunny for some reason.
This is a classic. This should have been number one, but I remember hearing this when I was about 5-6 years old, and it's remained with me ever since as one of my best misheard lyrics. Sister Sledge, we are family. Yeah. Just let me staple the vicar.
I think we should staple the vicar, definitely. And my last one is ABBA. Everyone's thinking I'd be obsessed with ABBA. Chiquita. And it's not so much a misheard lyric as what we used to always sing along when we were kids. And of course we used to sing on Take Your Teeth Out, Onion Bar G. Chiquita, you and I. A bit like the Papa John Priest one. So I had to put a few kind of like childhood sort of crafty singer. Chicken tikka, but onion bhaji.
And my last one?
Yep.
Okay. It's like small technological devices can detect a big game cat, and it works out the outcome of a tennis match. Bjork, Human Behaviour.
Yeah.
His widgets sense a puma, suggests deciding sets.
Like in maths,
yeah,
and yeah. What's the thing about an empty set is not a subset of a?
It was in a maths book. Yeah, remember. It goes. It actually starts with remember! Exclamation mark. Remember, an empty set is always a subset of a set.
So Zen, I know. Who think that Zen and mathematics work so well?
I've just got to say this. An apology. I screwed up. It wasn't human behaviour. It was Venus as a boy.
No.
You must think me such a fool.
Yes.
An idiot.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And that's the only kind of apology you're going to get out of me, all right?
Okay. You're listening to Radio Clash. Why not copy it and use it on Final Scratch on your iPod?
Pirate FM.
Hello? Is anybody home?
Thank you. That was DJ Earworm with Stairway to Bootleg Heaven. And now we talk for 15 minutes with Bicycle Mark without once mentioning his name or remembering to introduce him.
Hello, Amsterdam Studios.
Hello, this is Tim.
Hello, Tim.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm not blasting out, am I?
No, am I?
No, you're fine.
Especially after all the eating that's been going on for 3 days, I could be bursting out of things.
You've been doing Thanksgiving thing, haven't you?
Yeah, and you know, they do it weird in Amsterdam. The expatriates do like 3 or 4. They just can't get enough.
And Kirk's here.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, hello. Kirk.
I'm very shy. That's why I'm sat here saying nothing, actually. Actually, to tell you the truth, they're supposed to have written the show yesterday. I'm here trying to casually kind of just cobble stuff together on cue cards, and oh god, it's all gone so horribly wrong, hasn't it?
Isn't that when you do your best work, Kirk?
It is, actually. I think, you know, when you kind of rush me, when you shove a microphone in front of my face, and it's like, yes, yeah.
Is that how you got through school?
Yeah, I think so, actually.
With the microphone?
Yeah.
What? But what I thought I'd do is I'd go over and say hi, because you're a long-term listener of the show.
Yes, I'm old.
You're old. You're an old listener. You sent me a list by email, but I didn't get an audio comment, so I thought I'd sneakily phone you up.
My list of favourite moments.
Yes, and you said the first favourite thing you got into was Anthony Johnson's, but I think that kind of got Kirk isn't an Anthony Johnson's fan, so he kind of vetoed.
Wait, what you want is your show.
Now, I want something that's a bit more up. It's a little bit depressing. Right. You like the Bush remix thingies, like the Imagine one. Yes. And what was that about? You made me revisit all the old Eddie Izzard clips, because I never played any Eddie Izzard.
At some point, it must have been something that we talked about then, because I link conversations or podcasts coming from you, or conversations with you, with Eddie Izzard. I don't know why.
I know, it's probably because we both share an interest in Eddie Izzard.
That must be what it is.
We were listening.
I think I'm crossing the Radio Clash, the program, and the man behind it that I communicate with.
Yes, yeah, well, I think I share a lot of humour, or we both share a lot of humour with Eddie Izzard. What else? Oh, I'm getting skyped by Polish youth. Yes. Yeah. That's not
actually,
happened
since. You know how people remember things, like where you were when you listened to something?
Yeah.
I can't quite remember where I was going, but I remember the visuals while I'm listening to you guys. And I remember I was looking out over a field, I was on the train, looking out over a field with a bunch of cows laying around. And at that very moment, you were talking about, please don't Skype me, because I get skyped by Polish youth.
That's a bizarre image. Yes, I like that. And, and the summer when you were at Pride with Kirk, although we kind of, didn't record actual Pride. I mean, we were recording coming up to Pride, I seem to remember.
Yeah, it was like you were on public transport on the way.
Yes. Terrorising people with an eye river. That's what we tend to do.
Yeah, and the visuals for that was I was sitting in the back of a car riding through Portugal in the middle of all these fires all around me.
That's an interesting combination. So yeah. I might get burned to death, but hey, we'll listen to...
That's right.
Kirk and Tim messing around in London.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's get entertained on the way.
What's that? You've lost your home? And oh, you're badly burned? Well, but don't worry, here's a podcast you can enjoy.
So what we're going to do now is play RX, the Imagine track, which is one of your favourites. So
yeah, and it's one of the first Bush remixes I ever heard, I think.
And I think Kirk heard it for the first time last night, and you thought it was good. Mm. You know, the one with Walk on the Wild Side and Imagine?
Yeah. That was the one. That was one I couldn't believe was cut up.
Yeah,
but that just sounds so natural.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
They went and went to Bush's speeches and went and cut every single word
because
out.
Because it doesn't sound like they've cut it out from individual words. It does actually sound like it's just completely natural.
Yeah, which the administration should look into using that kind of technology so that they might have better speeches.
We can make Bush say stuff.
Yeah, say more interesting stuff, yeah. Well, along to music, it might actually be fun, but no, it just depresses the hell out of everybody in the rest of the world. Oh dear. Yeah, let's bomb Iraq, but we'll don't jack to Fleetwood Mac. Let's bomb Iraq. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Someone actually did that. They actually did a song which is I'd rather jack than bomb Iraq in the Reynolds Girls style. That was funny. I'll have to play that at some point.
I thought that was really good. I thought you just came up on that came up with that on your own, and you're disappointed about music.
No. Everything is copied. Everything is copyright. Someone else in the show.
Everything is thieved.
You owe people so much money after this.
I know. There are so many rights to that, to their comedic talents. I know. I paid the money.
There's no
for
bother suing
well.
Us if we don't have any money. So you know.
True. So, we're going to play this track. It's good to have you on the first anniversary show.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Even though we haven't recorded the rest of it yet.
Yeah, we're not exactly sure how it's going to be edited. You might be towards the end, you might be the beginning. We just don't know yet.
Or you might be so busy that you take just one sentence from me.
Yes.
Nice little soundbite, yeah.
Cows. Yeah, cows. Bits about cows. Cow part, right? Yeah. Looking out on a field of cows. Click. Yeah, that would work. So we're going to play this RX track, and I've got no idea if you'll be able to hear this at all, but anyway, it's Imagine, Walk on the Wild Side. So thank you, Amsterdam Studio.
And here's to many more years of Radio Clash.
Cool. I'll speak to you soon.
Yep, see you.
See you later.
Bye, Kurt.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. The color girls see. Take a walk on the wild side. 1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine yourself countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. Wild side. Take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side. Peace.
That's the end of part one. In part two, will Kirk stop singing David Essex tunes? Will Tim stop laughing whenever he hears the word sting? Will Kirk's brain be reconciled with Kirk? Will the both of them find the humour they've lost down the back of the sofa? Confused? You will be when you listen to the next episode of Radio Clash. Loads of bush cut-ups, and now we have bush cut-ups.
Is he a gardener?
Yes, he likes to play with his bush. Yes. He likes to cut his bush into funny shapes, oh yes.